I'm Jamie Goodspeed, a wife, mother, energy healer, and life coach. Just like many others, I'm simply striving to navigate the complexities of life while making a difference.
And this is Dr. Jennifer Hopkins, integrative medicine specialist with a passion for biohacking the human body, diligent researcher, health advocate, and wellness enthusiast. This raw and real podcast explores holistic wellness and self-empowerment from a unique perspective. Join us as we navigate the world of holistic healing. Together, let's embark on this transformative adventure.
We're grateful you're here. Welcome to Mindful Healing. Hey guys, welcome back to Mindful Healing. I'm Jamie Goodspeed.
And this is Dr. Jennifer Hopkins. Welcome.
What's going on, my friend?
Well, not too much. It's Sunday, a little rainy, but we made the best of it. Went for a walk.
Yes, it was great. Hey, how about that solar eclipse we didn't see?
Oh, well, it was like bad sex.
Oh, my
big,
God.
Big build up, no climax. Wah, wah, wah.
It was very discouraging. I was so upset. I saw a little bit of a glimpse. I was very excited. I was like, ooh, and then it was like, boom, clouds.
Yeah, my friend gave me a pair of those glasses for it, and I jokingly told him the next day I wanted my money back because I didn't see a single thing.
I know. It was so disappointing. I get very disappointed with stuff like that.
It's okay, though. It's the universe. We weren't meant to see it.
I guess.
One here burned their eyeballs, so we're good.
Well, coming back off of that, we are going to be discussing fasting today.
Yes, one of my favorite topics.
So with fasting, there are so many different benefits, and we're going to jump down that rabbit hole. But let's start at the very beginning. For those listeners that really have never heard of fasting or intermittent fasting and what it is that we mean by that. So with the intermittent fasting, sometimes people will refer to it as IF. Just for those that, you know, if you see it, you don't know
True.
What IF is online and stuff. IF is intermittent fasting. And what it is, it has to do with you not eating for a certain amount of time.
Right, a certain time period. And there are lots of different time periods that we can do. It just really depends on how you feel. So I tell patients a lot of times, start with a 12-hour fast, which means you're abstaining from food for 12 hours. And then you're eating for the remainder of the other 12. That's the simplest fast that you can do. And if you want to start trying fasting, I tell patients, first cut down your carbohydrate intake if you're eating a lot of carbs. So start with more of a paleo diet for about a week and then try the 12-hour because it's the simplest.
So when you say paleo, just for the listeners that don't understand what a paleo diet is, that's more low carbs, high protein?
Right. Low carb, high protein. Remember, carbohydrate is not an essential food.
Correct. Okay, so they're going to start out with a simple 12 hours. So basically, if you're done eating at 7 o'clock at night, you will not put another food in your mouth until at least 7 a.m. the next morning.
Right, which actually includes liquids. We want you drinking, right? We want you to remain hydrated, but there are things that will kick you out of a fast. So do you want to talk about that?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So what kicks you out of a fast?
So anything that has protein in it would kick you out of a fast. Any carbohydrates would kick you out of a fast. So if we're talking about coffee, you have to have it black, or you can use MCT oil, coconut oil. Sometimes people will put butter or ghee in their coffee if they want a longer fast. Now, those are saturated fats, and it won't necessarily raise your insulin, but if your goal with fasting is to lose fat, then I wouldn't do that unless you're doing a prolonged fast.
Did you say butter in your coffee?
Yes, this is a thing.
It's disgusting.
It's actually delicious, but you know, I can't do the dairy because it kills my sinuses. So a lot of people do that.
So I drink black coffee. So I feel like I'm one of the few individuals that actually like the taste of coffee.
Me too, 100%. And by the way, we're going to do a podcast on coffee.
Yes.
Stay tuned. Yes. You're going to be shocked.
So butter in the coffee. So again, it's a little bit of a keto thing, right?
It is a keto thing. And it's really good for brain function because we want it allows people to fast longer because it helps their memory. It helps them focus. It helps their concentration. And honestly, when I get to a longer fast, I'm talking 18, 23 hours in there. That's when I start to have a little more difficulty with that memory and concentration. So for me, that would be really helpful to me maybe add some MCT oil to my coffee at that point. And I wish I could do the butter. I just can't because it clogs my sinuses, the dairy.
So that's where you and I differ, because the longer I fast, the clearer my mind gets.
And I'm the opposite. I'm extremely clear in the beginning, and then that starts to wane the longer I fast. So I have a difficult time fasting long periods. I fast every single day, probably 14 to 18 hours. But the minute I get past that, I think if I did it on the weekend when I had more of a laid back schedule, I just start to get concerned because I'm in a fast paced environment and I'm doing it and I'm seeing patients and I'm teaching. So it's harder for me towards that 20th hour, and I start to feel that lack of concentration.
But I think it's a good reminder that we're all different.
Right. And it definitely depends on, you know, how much fat you have to burn, what your body type is, how you're feeling. And that's the big thing with fasting. You really have to trust your body.
And listen to your body.
And listen to your body. Because, you know, Dr. Jockers, I really like him, and drjockers.com, he talks about, you know, a simple fast is 12 hours. A brunch fast is 14. A crescendo fast is 16 hours, 2 days a week. A cycle fast is 16 hours, 3 times a week. A strong fast is considered 16 to 18 hours daily. A warrior fast is 19 to 21 hours daily. And then a one-day fast is obviously a full 24 hours.
Well, why doesn't that have a name?
I don't know. He just calls it the one-day fast.
Well, I like to do 24-hour fasting. And obviously, I'm a warrior because I can do that. Was it 16?
We know you're a warrior, girl.
I know. So can we call that a queen fast?
Yes. Thank absolutely.
You. All right. So we're going to make that up. Well, we'll let this doctor know that the 24-hour fast is now a queen fast.
Yeah, we're going to, Dr. Jockers, you need to change that and give us the credit for that.
And he's a chiropractor.
He's a chiropractor, yeah. And I really like, he has great infographics, like great pictures, super wonderful educational materials. So if you're ever interested in looking, if you're a visual learner, his website's great, drjockers.com.
So I have to say, when I first heard about IF, intermittent fasting, I automatically assumed it was a fad.
It was very much a fad, except the reason that I fast is not really the weight loss piece. And I do want to explain to listeners the importance of fasting. So there are a lot of different benefits. It's very good for anti-aging because at some point autophagy kicks in, which means that the body is recycling all the old cells or those cells that aren't working properly and getting rid of them.
So the longer you fast,
then autophagy kicks in, and it's very good for increasing longevity, research shows, and anti-aging. So for those of you that want more of that anti-aging, or that's what you're looking for, longer fasts are more for you.
What I think is interesting is, for me, and I think for the majority of the listeners, people think and hear intermittent fasting and they automatically think that that would be good for weight loss. And I've known plenty of people that have lost 30, 40 pounds on intermittent fasting, but I look at it as it is very healthy for you. And an additional benefit that goes with that is weight loss.
Absolutely. And if I do a couple of longer fasts, you know, maybe 2 times a week, 3 times a week, I do 18, 20 hours, I can slim down a little bit, 5 pounds, 7 pounds within a week or two. But for me, it's more about I'm healing my gut. My gut is happier. I'm not bloated, right? I feel better. I don't feel so heavy. And remember how you feel after Thanksgiving dinner. You feel like you want to unbutton your pants.
Yes.
And take a nap.
Is there something wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But that's because digestion takes up about 70% of your energy.
Oh, wow.
So when you're not eating throughout the day, or you have these time periods where you're not eating, you actually have more energy. It's counterintuitive.
So talk to us about, so that's the 12 hour. Then there's the 14, 16, 18, 24. There has to be a difference of what happens the longer you fast.
Yes, it's more beneficial for you. The longer you fast, it's more beneficial for you. The gut completely resets within 3 days is what research shows. So if you're having gut problems, this is a really good opportunity that's free that you can certainly try. Now, I will say, you really should talk to your provider if you're considering fasting, especially if you have a lot of chronic comorbidities like diabetes, right, hypertension, or if you have other issues going on. Don't just jump into this by yourself without talking to your medical provider.
especially if you're taking a lot of medicines too, because I know even with me, I take a lot of supplements that Dr. Jen has me on. And I know if I am fasting, there are certain medicines or supplements that I absolutely will take, of course, no matter what. But then there are some that I might not take right away, because if I'm going to be aiming to do an 18, 20 hour fast, my stomach might get a little wheezy.
Of course.
If I'm fasting and an empty stomach with all of these supplements.
Absolutely.
So bringing us back about what you can eat and what you can drink on a fast. So obviously you can't eat anything when you're fasting.
Right. Ideally, you don't want to eat anything. You can drink black coffee, or you can add the oils and the butter like we talked about. You can do teas, right? Herbal teas. Green tea is great because we know that it increases, has lots of antioxidants, makes you feel good. You can do lemon in your water.
Okay.
You can do apple cider vinegar in some water. Again, that's really good for digestion because it's an acid, and it does supposedly help with keeping your blood sugar at a very stable rate so people feel better. And you can do electrolytes with stevia or monk fruit. The big thing with the stevia is you have to make sure that it doesn't have maltodextrin in it, because that's a type of sugar.
What about bone broth?
So it will help you. If your goal is to not eat any food and give the gut a rest, and you're struggling with your fast, bone broth is great because it stabilizes your blood sugar because there's protein in it. But it may kick you out of that ketosis because there's protein in it. So really, we would only know that if we were checking our blood sugar after we drank bone broth. I will use bone broth a lot of times if I'm doing a longer fast, only because it makes me feel better and I feel less hangry.
So Dr. Jen, before, when you said, obviously the longer you fast, the more benefits it has for healing your gut. Can you talk a little bit about how our gut is healing and what does that mean?
Yeah. So a lot of people have irritable bowel syndrome, right? They have issues with constipation, diarrhea, and really that's inflammation in the gut. The other problem is that we have this microbiome that's all these different trillions of bacteria. And we tend to, because of our diet, we tend to have an overgrowth of the bad bacteria.
In our stomachs.
In our stomachs. So the fasting actually starts to starve that bad bacteria. Because when we're eating carbs and sugar, we're feeding them. Candida, which is yeast, is a perfect example of bad bacteria that we don't want to feed. That's what we say to people. You can't be eating all these white devils, right? The white sugar, the white flour.
I've never heard it like that.
Oh, yeah. The white flour, the white sugar.
What about white bread?
Oh,
that's white flour.
Demon in a bag.
Okay, so as always, we digress. So the longer you fast, the longer it allows your body and your stomach to heal.
Naturally heal, which is what the body is meant to do.
So I remember one time I was talking to you, and I believe you said, and you may have even said in the beginning of this episode, 3 days. If you were able to fast 3 days, and again, not on your own, you would seek a provider and help and guidance by your practitioner, your body actually starts to recycle and rid those cells that aren't good cells.
Yeah, it's called autophagy, and it does start that right around 16 hours is what the research shows. So even if you're, you know, fasting 16 to 18 hours a day, you do start to kick into that, and you will see the effects, right, from your blood sugar will start to stabilize. People's blood pressure tends to drop. You know, you start to look younger, feel younger, have more energy.
So do you think the long-term goal would be to try and fast 16 to 18 hours a day?
Absolutely. And again, you don't want to do it every single day because the body is very smart. You have to switch it up. So I usually do that a couple days a week. And then there are a couple days a week where I'm like, you know what? I don't care. I'm eating whatever I want today, anytime I want. I don't want to pay any attention to eating today.
So Dr. Jen, I know you and I spoke about this one study, and before we dive into it, we just want to make sure that if anyone has an eating disorder, that it's very important that you make sure you go and you speak to your provider and you seek help. And if by any means any of this causes a trigger, please turn off the podcast, turn
Absolutely.
Off the episode, and 100% please seek help.
Yes, 100%.
At the end of the day, this episode is really to guide you and have you open up a little bit of your mind about fasting. It's not just about weight loss. It's really about healing your gut.
It's all about healing your gut. And like I said, I can drop a couple of pounds within a week, but that's never the goal or the intention. The goal or the intention is to feel less bloated, to have more clarity, and to have more energy. Those are really my top three goals when I'm fasting.
And that's what I said before, is if you do it for the right reason, if you do it to allow your stomach and your gut to heal, weight loss, if that's something that is maybe needed within your body, that will automatically happen when you become more healthier.
Definitely.
So there's a clinic, and there's a 30-day study. And again, it is in a clinic with
medical supervision,
24 hours a day.
Right.
Watching you, taking your blood pressure,
taking all of your vital signs, making sure that you're metabolically stable.
And in 30 days, these patients only drank water.
Right.
And what happened after the 30 days?
So what they saw was that people that had diabetes type 2, they actually reversed it. They no longer had diabetes or shifts in their insulin.
So they didn't have to take medication to have that happen.
They did not need medication.
So the body healed itself.
The body healed itself.
I love that.
And it literally costs nothing to fast.
You know, one of the doctors that I follow, he's a chiropractor as well. He always says there is no reason for you not to fast. Now, again, of course, you know, talking to your doctor, but he always gives the example of when we try to meal prep for the week, right? And we go grocery shopping and we cook and we put it in our little containers, and it takes so much of our time.
It's a lot of work. Girl, I won't even date a guy that can't cook these days. I'm telling you.
But he said, he goes, fasting, just go out the door.
Right. Walk out the door. Have a bar on you, like a protein bar or something, just in case you start feeling lightheaded or, you know, feel like your sugar is going low.
And we're actually going to talk about what you should eat when you're breaking a fast. But anyway, he says, it's really simple. Like, you don't have to prepare. It's free. Just fast. And I actually use an app. So you can look at your phone, of course, and say, okay, you know, it's 7 o'clock at night. My goal is to fast 16 hours. So obviously I won't eat tomorrow until 11 a.m. For me, I use an app because I love to see the percentage of how far I've gone and how far I have left.
That's satisfying.
It is. And again, I think a lot of it comes to psychology. So I will look at it. And even if I'm at like 17 and a half hours and my stomach is starting to grumble, looking at that app and knowing, wow, I've done this for 17 and a half hours and I only have 30 more minutes to go, it gives me that to keep going.
Yeah, and it's encouraging.
It is. And I also know, the more I've researched, the more I speak to you, when I'm educated and I know that extra half hour can make that much of a difference in healing my gut, it makes me want to go longer.
Well, that's fantastic, because remember, the gut is connected to a lot of other things. And I know we're going to have a podcast at some point about this, but the gut is also connected to our mental health. So those of you that are suffering from anxiety or depression, right? This is something that could start to heal a little bit of that for you.
And there's so much research. And again, we're not going to get into all that in this episode, but there is so much research that has to do with fasting and keto when it talks about healing certain mental health ailments.
Absolutely.
So the other thing let's dive into is, we did our, whether it's 12 hour fast or 18 hour fast or 24 hour fast, what should we eat when we're breaking our fast?
Great question. Ideally, you want to eat saturated fat, or you want to eat protein. Those are the two things you want to come off a fast with.
So one thing my older sister said about fasting is breakfast is break fast.
Right.
And I never even thought about that, right? Like, we eat breakfast and I was like, oh, obviously that's the meaning of the word.
Right. Break fast.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dr. Jen, you are not recommending that after I break my fast, I have a bagel with cream cheese?
Oh, God bless. Definitely not. A bagel really does not have a lot of nutrients. Remember, it's high carb, which if you don't work all of that off, it breaks down into sugar. So have the donut, really, honestly, at the end of the day.
That sounds amazing.
Right?
So instead of the bagel, I can just have the damn donut.
You know, once in a blue moon. Don't make a habit of it. Don't make a habit of it.
So when you say protein, can you give us some examples?
Sure. So like a hard-boiled egg. Maybe you have some, you know, fried eggs and some grass-fed butter. What else is really good? Any meat. Like, I'll have a hamburger for breakfast or when I come off my fast if I want to, or a piece of chicken. To me, it doesn't really matter what time it is. You know, I don't look at, because most breakfast foods, let's be honest, other than eggs, they're really not great for you. They're mainly high carb.
Oh, for sure. Even I recently went to an event and I'm trying to watch my carb intake and gluten, and everything was bagels, muffins, there was fruit, and there was some hard-boiled eggs, but everything was very high in carbs and all gluten for the most part.
Right. High in carbs, high in sugar, high in gluten, the three demons
that
will make you not feel well. And really, at the end of the day, you're going to crash like 2 hours afterwards. You're going to be starving 2 hours after that. Some people can eat more carbs than others. I genuinely cannot just eat carbs because I go hypoglycemic. My blood sugar skyrockets and then it bottoms out and then I really don't feel good. The other thing with carbs is it really affects our mood.
Oh, for sure.
If I eat ice cream, dairy-free, I do not feel good because I'm not eating any protein with it. If I eat a lot of sugar, I feel a little less kind.
Yeah, no, I get that. For me, it's pasta, or when I'm saying pasta, but it's a lot of carbs.
Right.
If I was to eat a bowl of pasta, I will fall asleep within a half hour.
Oh, definitely. I could put myself into a pretty good coma if I can't sleep. If there's any insomnia, I'll just eat a bunch of carbs and go to bed.
But I think what's an important lesson to be learned is I figured that out because I've been more and more mindful of what I eat.
Mindfulness when you're eating is very large. I think I told you this last week with the solar eclipse, the energy was real wild. And I felt like I was just so stressed. I had been sleeping, but again, I like to get a good 8 hours and I hadn't been getting that. So that definitely plays a role. I feel like I don't eat as good if I'm stressed, if I'm not sleeping as much. And I ate a lot of garbage. Again, you know, 4 protein bars in a day is a little excessive, but we love those protein bars.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Oh, the demons. They're the good demons, though.
They are the good demons. And a little shout out to Aloha.
Good job, Aloha.
Oh my gosh. If you haven't tried Aloha protein bars, this is coming from someone who doesn't always like protein bars.
Right. Protein bars can be really bad for you, too, because they have a lot of sugar a lot of times. Mm.
And they're sometimes, for me anyway, they're very, like, powdery.
Yeah, they're gross.
Aloha? Uh-uh. They're
good job!
Yeah, we're tagging you on this episode, Aloha.
Absolutely.
Send us a free box.
That's right, because I spend a lot of money with you, Aloha. No, they're gluten-free, they're dairy-free, they're organic, and they're like finding a unicorn in a protein bar.
Now, what about, is that good to break a fast on a protein bar?
Ideally, it's not the best thing, but it's not the worst thing, because these don't have a lot of sugar, usually less than 5 grams of sugar. So I do break fast on them only because it's convenient and easy.
So at least, I mean, right, if you have a choice between a donut and a bagel, you go for the donut. But if you have a choice, right? I'm learning. This is what I got. But if you do have a choice, honestly, if you're at a place and you're breaking your fast and there's not a lot of good options, at the end of the day, your protein bar is the best option.
It is, and it's convenient. You know, I have them in my purse all the time. She picks on me.
Well, because not only does she have them in her purse, she has them in a Tupperware container like it's sauce and it's going to spill.
Well, because I want them to be protected. I don't want them to get broken.
They're not going to get broken. She's hysterical.
But I always have one with me. Even if I'm going hiking or something, I will bring it just in case, because you never know how you're going to feel.
No, that's absolutely truth. Okay, so to wrap this up, one of the other benefits of fasting is your body will go into ketosis. What is ketosis, Dr. Jen?
So ketosis is when you're not breaking down glucose any longer. You actually start to go into gluconeogenesis, which means your body is using fat. It's starting to break down the fat reserves in your body.
And how long do you have to be fasting? How many hours for your body to go into ketosis?
Well, Harvard says 12 hours.
Wow.
So it's really not that long. I've also seen 14 to 16.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought for sure it was at least 14 hours.
That's what I've seen too. But Harvard says 12 hours.
Well, we'll go with Harvard.
Exactly. I do want to bring up, though, there are some supplements. So again, if you're doing like a 24-hour fast, there are some supplements that you want to make sure that you're taking while you're fasting. Vitamin D is one of them, B vitamins, and omega-3 and fatty acids. So if you're fasting a lot, remember, you are not eating as much food. So the other piece of that is you want to make sure that when you are eating, you're eating very nutrient-dense meals.
So going back to vitamins, if you haven't had the opportunity to listen to our second episode, which was about vitamins, please do so, because not every vitamin is made equal.
True story.
Take us out, Dr. Jen.
Wishing you love, light, and abundance. And remember, true health is wealth. Until next time, shine your light bright.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.